Shall we have a word of prayer? Our Father, we thank you for another opportunity to see the beginning of another week. Lord, we are grateful unto you for the week that ended yesterday, how you started it with us, how you have been ordering our steps from on high, how you have been making provisions for our needs, how you have been healing the sick in our midst, how you have been frustrating the plans of the enemy. Your prophet told us that where you move, the enemy also want to move. He want to just take away our attention from the great things that you did in the midst of your children in the conversion. There was this thought that with the condition of things in the nation, would the people be able to come? But you surprised everybody. We are very grateful for people you brought from far and near. Thank you for the manifestation of your great presence, the deliverances that you wrought, Lord, healing that you performed, baptism of the Holy Ghost that you gave to your children, are you feeling? We saw your servants in higher dimension, Lord, the grace that you bestowed upon them. We are very grateful for all that you did for us. We know the enemy is not happy. That is why I'll be fighting. One of us had an accident on his car. We know the enemy doesn't plan small things, but very big. But you're always there to render his plans useless. And one of us too also have a motorbike accident. Lord Jesus, we know the enemy is fighting. You taught us he will fight, but he can never win. But the battle is already fought and won for us. We are grateful, Father. We have assembled ourselves again this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the blessings you started in the Sunday school, you will add more to it again in this main service and the afternoon stroke evening too. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. You can please be seated. Once again we welcome ourselves back to the tabernacle after we were away for that weekend for the conversion. We thank the Almighty God for keeping us and blessing us. Whatever role anybody played, at the conclusion of it all, we saw the hand of God. Remember, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. You know, Brother Abraham told us, as the Bible says, that the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit because they are foolishness unto him. But to us, that your grace has called and reveal your will unto us. We know when you do great things. But Abraham said, what man called great, God called foolish. But what God called great, man doesn't see it as great. But we thank the Almighty God for the wonderful things that he did in our lives and in our midst. May his name be praised. We welcome ourselves once again back home. The journey continues. Thank you, sir. The journey continues. I've had people sing the place where we now grow old. That is where our preparations is all towards. And my admonition to everyone, whether old or young, is that This place is very, very uncertain. Very, very uncertain. We know that it's always our desires and our prayers to live long and become old. Praise God for it. But with this little age, we have known that it's not everybody that live old. We have seen young people die and leave their old parents behind. It's not a curse, but he that brought us here, he has every right to take us back whenever he pleases him. Therefore, my admonition is, what you can do today, don't postpone it to tomorrow. Because you don't know what tomorrow holds. You might plan for tomorrow and not see tomorrow. You will say, oh, is he cursing? No, sir. Brother Abraham said, in one service, he said, how are you sure that as we are closing this service now, you will get to your house? That is how uncertain this place is. Very, very uncertain. May God help us. Well, we say may God help us, because all of us need help. I expect that amen to be more than that. There is none of us that can do anything apart from the help of God. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. But the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. So, once again, may God help all of us. This is better. Because there's none of us who doesn't need his help. Amen? Let me start reading these pieces of papers. And this one talking about greetings. This one talking about this birthday song, where the saints of God are fed. A vice is choosing people to come and die. Jesus at a table spread, where the saints of God are fed. A vice is choosing people come and die. Where is my night of it? Our supplies are every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all that time. Come and die, the master call it, come and die. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fired the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry, come and now, come and. The disciple came to life, thus obey the Christ's command. For the master called to the command. There they found their heart desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfied them hungry every time. Commander, the master called the commander. May feast at Jesus all the time. He will find the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and die. So the Lord will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble thee. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. All that says is for this wife. And with Jesus they will feast eternally.
Oh, Commander, the Master Commander. You make peace, Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming to service today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are going to start up. I read from the scriptures. We are turning our Bibles this morning to Exodus, the book of Exodus. You know, Brother Abraham preached a message called Exodus. He told us when the first war, when the second was, told us that this is the third one. Amen. Amen. That's not what we are preaching anyway. I'm only reminding us that the prophet preached it. Exodus chapter 23. We are reading from verse 20 to 23 verse. Exodus chapter 23 verses 20 to 23 verse. Behold, I set an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies, and an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will call them off. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. And if somebody is sleeping by your side, please be your brother's keeper, be your sister's keeper. Just touch them. Say, hey, you should learn a lesson from Brother Eutychus in the Bible. Amen? Thank God this is not upstairs, so you cannot fall down. Praise God. Amen. May God help us. Well, church, again this morning, we want to take a portion of the message of our day and remind ourselves of these things. You know, one time I asked this question, and I will still ask it again. It's not because I want to shame you. It's just because I want to encourage you to see the need of feeding always upon the word of God. You know, even in the school, in the nursery school, they used to sing that little song. Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow. If you want to grow. If you want to grow, read your Bible, pray every day. Sisters, pray every day. Brothers, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow, may God help us. Amen. Especially now, the prophet told us that when the seven seals were opened and were revealed, He said the Bible becomes a new book. Is that what he said? What makes it a new book is that there is no chapter you will read in the Bible today without having a reference to what the prophet said about that chapter. Amen? And the prophet also said, if anything greater than what you have seen in my ministry happen before the rapture, say, call me a false prophet. Amen? You see, when somebody speaks, it depends on who that person is. I can find my way to the radio station and make some noise. They say, what's your name, Papa? I say, my name is Pastor Matthew Sanira. Nobody knows me. If Ejina Oluseyi Makinde, if he says anything, I'm telling you, everybody will take it serious. Why? Because that is the governor of the state. Are you following me? If Brother Brown says anything, every other fivefold must shut up. You believe that? He is a dispensational messenger to us. In addition to him being a dispensational messenger, God added a ministry to him, the ministry of the Son of Man. Amen? You have access to internet. You see so many things fly over there. Some saying they were worse in the message. They are no longer there. Don't mind those people. We are all individuals before God. In the church where Jesus was directly pastor, there were Judas. How about if Peter has imitated Judas? Then he would have had trouble. But Peter was Peter, Judas was Judas. It is the same thing today. Hey, brother, I just remember there's going to be water baptism after this morning service. So prepare the place for us. We remain loyal. Praise God. Amen. What am I saying? Is that husband and wife, they are two separate people before God. When it comes to salvation, are you following me? You will ask me, Shebi, the Bible says they are one. The Bible says they are one in the flesh. They are one in the flesh, not in the soul. There's a possibility of the man being saved and the woman being lost, and vice versa. We have a typical example of it, of Lot and his wife. The pillar of salt is still there as a memorial of unbelief. And we still talk about Lot as a memorial of faith. Don't look back. Miss, don't look back. May God help us. From where we have read, while I'm saying all that I'm saying so, I don't know, because it's a time of preparation. You know, there are times students go to school, they can have some time to play around, but when it's getting to the exam time, every student is very serious, revising our notes, reading other textbooks, preparing for that examination. Some of them who are fond of sleeping very well in the night, some of them can sleep 8-9 hours. You sleep all your life. May God help us. Put that percentage of time you sleep in the life that you are. If you are 20 years, you know what I'm saying. You find that most part of your life you have used it to sleep. May God deliver us from unnecessary sleeping. Amen. So we not even be satisfied. If we sleep, come to church and still sleep in church. Even while preaching is going on, no matter how loud the preacher is preaching, he's sleepy anyhow. When we were in school, there's a boy we were calling SS, sleepy sickness. He always sleep in the class. Once we enter class, like this, before teacher say,
before I start off to say good morning to teacher, to Isheba. God help us. It is because the things that the prophets foretold, we see them happening. And the Bible says, when you begin to see this thing happening, he says, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. What I keep telling people is that, look, you cannot examine me, neither can I examine you. But you are the only one that can examine yourself. I'm the only one that can examine myself. Am I in the faith? Are you in the faith? Like the example I've been giving, or illustration rather. If you stand before a mirror, you don't see your wife. If the man stands there, you see himself. If the wife stands there, you see herself. If the children stand, you know, stand before the mirror, they will see their, you will see yourself when you stand before a physical mirror. It is the same thing. When you stand before God's word, you see yourself. And the Bible clearly teaches us that God is not mocked. Can you display that scripture? Galatians 5. I think it's, what verse is it? So, Galatians 5, he said, is it 7 or something? He said, be not deceived. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Go for that. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Amen. Brothers, sisters, the life you live now, you are writing your own history. Are you getting me? You are writing your history. This history may not be read, but there are people who live and knew you very well, the kind of life you live, and when the history of your life is called to question, they will measure your character, the way you did things, how you relate, how you acted, how you reacted, how you dressed. All that you did, there are people that know. Amen. Some of you that are baby sisters here now, some of you are married. We were carrying you as little babies. Your mother changing your diaper in our presence. Oh, yeah. May God help us. Remember, no matter what you say you are, the scripture says, if any man claim what he is not, he deceived the pastor. Or he deceived the apostle. He deceived himself. That is why you must know who you are. Examine yourself by the message of the hour. But Abraham said, he said, if you are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you have an experience, he said, watch it for a while. He said, what were you before you were seeking for the baptism? After the experience, he said, what are you now? Because there must be a change. But Abraham told us in his family, they have anger. He was always running into trouble in school with people stepping on him. Or an elderly teacher who loved him told him, I will help you. He got a string. He told him, somebody step on you, you tie how many knots? Tie some knots on this string. When they gave it to him, he just went outside. People always step on him. He was step upon. He remembered, bring that string. He couldn't tie one knot. He threw it down. The anger was there. Remember, church, there cannot be sickness without a cause of that sickness. Medically speaking, if you don't treat the cause of that sickness, you can't treat the sickness because it will occur. That is why before they start treating you for malaria, they have to test whether there's malaria parasite in your blood. They had to deal with that parasite before all your paracetamol and stuff can work. If they just give you paracetamol, I'm telling you, it will just cool your headache for a while. It will come up again. Brothers, sisters, thank God for the teaching we had this morning. Revelation. And you. Do you know, as a natural man, you cannot have revelation? Maybe you don't know. That's why the prophet made that emphasis to a true believer. The importance of revelation of the spirit to a true believer cannot be overemphasized. What makes you a true believer? It's because you are born again. Simple. If you are not born again, you are not a true believer. No matter how much you say you believe, you are in the flesh. Jesus had 12 apostles. He taught them that they were not doing any other work. They were fishermen when he called them. And while they were with him, they ceased to be fishermen. Because he told them, he will make them to be fishers of men. The business that they wake up and go into every day is the preaching of the gospel. Jesus will talk to the public in parables. He will bring them inside, explain the parables to them for 3 years and 6 months. Because they were in the flesh. Jesus had told them several times, I'll be crucified, I'll be buried. The third day, I will rise again. Do you know when they arrested Jesus, crucified him? They were all sorrowful. They never even remember what the master had said. Peter said, I'll go and fish it. Others say, we'll follow you now. Let's return back to our profession. After all, the one who called us, he don't die. May God help us. Even when the women who went, Mary Magdalene and the rest of them, brought news, he is resurrected. They couldn't believe. Why? They that are in the flesh cannot understand spiritual things. The prophet, when he was giving, when he was analyzing the statement of Jesus in John chapter 4, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom. The prophet said to see the kingdom means to have spiritual understanding of what that kingdom is. A natural man cannot understand spiritual things. Amen? Brothers, sisters, we are not denominations that preach you must be born again and they don't tell you how to. Here, how to be born again is to, first of all, recognize yourself as a sinner. So people don't recognize themselves as sinners. He said, I don't hate anybody, I don't fight, I don't quarrel, I don't do this, justify himself. What makes us sinners? Because we were born by man and woman relationship. Period. You may be as good as anybody else. You are a sinner anyhow, by nature, by birth. It's not because you lie or cheat. That's why the prophet was preaching one time. He said, living immorally is not a sin. Lie is not a sin. Cheating is not a sin. Stealing is not a sin. One Methodist old lady said, Brother B, can you please tell us what is sin? He said, yes, I will tell you. He said, sin is unbelief. He said, if you are a non-believer, these things are the children that your nature give birth to. Whether you like it or not, your nature give birth to those things. You find yourself, you cannot forgive somebody. You are not born again. There is a reason why you must be born again. That birth that brought us here by Papa and Mama living together is permissive will of God. In that condition, you can never serve God acceptably. You can never. That's why the prophet will always say, "In sin we were born in sin, shaping iniquity, came to the world speaking lies." Very easy for people to lie. Very, very easy. That's why I used to say, hey, there is no business lie. A lie is a lie. And the Bible concluded by saying, all liars.
we go to hell.
All liars.
Not some.
All. And as long as you have that nature, you will lie. The remedy is the new birth. Period. Until you are born again, I'm telling you, you can never understand the scriptures. Neither can you understand the message of the hour. You will not even have the hunger and thirst for spiritual things. You will not. You know there are some people when a time of fellowship is coming like this, whether Wednesday is coming or Sunday is coming, they are extraordinarily happy. Do you know why? Because they are coming to see men and women, boys and girls of light, precious faith, people that they will live in eternity together. They love the people, they love the saints. You cannot come and tell them, whisper to them, so that's why in the church. Just watch how the type of life you live. Do you have a clique in the church? A certain people you move with. You gossip or further to them. You are a religious fellow. You are not born again. A man that is born again doesn't gossip. Amen? A man that is born again doesn't gossip. Look, no matter how you train a dog, not to bark. The nature of dog is to bark. When they are being given to, when their mother is dropping them like this. That's their nature. Amen? No matter how much you train it, it's going to bark. Because that is God-giving nature to a dog. The Bible says, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. It is thus says the Lord. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is thus says the Lord. He said, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That is why when Jesus came here, and Nicodemus came, he was making some noise. We know your teacher said, from God, no man can do these miracles and the rest of it that you do except God be with you. He said, except a man be born again. He looked as if Jesus didn't even mind what he was saying. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter. The new birth puts you in the kingdom, spiritually speaking. Amen? When you are born of the Spirit of God, you are already in the kingdom of God, spiritually speaking. I've read it to you several times. But Abraham said, that is why the Bible says, sin shall have no dominion over you. He can't have dominion over you. You are born of God. There's no sin in God. When you are born of God, you have the nature of God. That is why Galatians is separated. Galatians 5. Let's read it again. Galatians 5, from verse 19. I don't know. We are preparing. There's going to be a showdown. That is why I keep hammering this in the importance of self-examination. Because now, we can still pray and request people to pray for us if we find that we are doing sume-sume. Don't take anything for granted. The prophet said the Pentecostal sky is full of realities. He said don't take counterfeit. Don't claim you are born again and you can fight with your wife. For some days you will greet each other. You go to sleep on the same bed. You use pillow to demarcate the bed. The area you sleep, the area you will sleep. Not only that, you wear boxers. Now somebody going to the ring to fight. And the Bible tells you that. You know, the other time I was talking about your will and the will of God. The Bible says you should not refuse each other. That period he can't touch you. Now back you will turn to them. May God help us all. Galatians is there. For verse 19. Make we read that. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Everyone born of woman, regardless of your status, regardless of your position in life, regardless of the level of your education, regardless of the level of your illiteracy, these works of the flesh, they will manifest in you. Which are these? Adultery, fornication,
uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do something shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Can the church say amen? That is very plain. Very, very plain. You can't help those things. Okay, let's go to verse 22. Verse 22. This is a man that is regenerated, though. But Abraham said the way God wanted us to be born here on earth was the way Jesus was born. He said, Adam would have gone to a place and he will speak if we conceive without sexual intercourse. Show now they hear me. You know, I'm an old man. How long I'll be here with you, I don't know. But whatever, when you see me say I remain loyal, I will tell you the truth. No matter how bitter it seems, I will tell you. Okay. A man that is born again, come now in the way Jesus was born. That's what the prophet told us. But the fruit of the Spirit, remember, is not a grammatical error. Where I say, but fruit. Why naming so many things, other fruit? Remember, it's the Holy Ghost that wrote the Bible. The fruit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. A man that is born again have those things, has character in his life. Are you following me? Next. Are they that are Christ? I hope you understand the very simple. They that belong to Christ, they that are Christ's own, are crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. When did you crucify it? The prophet told us we were chosen in Christ, in Galatians, Ephesians 1, before the foundation of the world. And we were crucified with Christ at the cross of Calvary. We were buried with him. We resurrected with him. And we ascended with him. Our position now is heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That is why the things of the world does not appeal to us. Because the Bible says, after food and raiment, you should be satisfied. We brought nothing here. We aren't taking anything out of this place. It is not because of love of money that women turn to be prostitutes. They are no longer calling them prostitutes. I don't care the name you call them, sex workers. They will give account of what they are doing. God did not create their body for that. They say they are sex workers. I don't care how rich they are. They might be flying a plane. God is waiting for them to come. And they will reap what they sow. God cannot be mocked. Look, at the time of Noah, God gave a message to Noah to give to the people. For 120 good years, the message was lingering. Noah wasn't preaching two sermons. Hey, God said, rain will come through the sky. The rain will be so much because it's not ordinary rain. It's going to be rain of judgment. It will cause flood. Kill everything that is on earth that have breath. The only people that will be saved are people that come into this my ark. Sermon finish. Tomorrow the same sermon. For 120 years, long suffering of God. Until the so many majors of Papa Noah, until they were throwing rotten tomatoes against him. He said, hey, my grandfather told me you were making this noise before I was born. You are still here making noise. Unbelief does not hinder God. God has a program. And once he set forth his program, whether you believe it or you don't believe it, you can't hinder him. He will bring it to pass. That is what I used to say, and I will repeat. God does not have an abandoned project.
Any project that God set his hand upon, he will bring it to completion. He had the materials to do it. He had the ability to do it. He had nothing can hinder him. May God help us. We are made to know as at that time of Noah, rain has never fallen before from the sky. God used to cause water to irrigate the ground for the people, for their family. This old man now come and say, rain is going to come from the sky. The scientific people, they use their instrument to look at the sky. They get back with results. They say, Noah is off his head. The old man is, something is wrong with his head. There's no rain there. But they are forgotten that they are dealing with the Creator. The Bible says everything you see now, whether this earth, we build houses on, we run our vehicles on, he said, it was not made by things that do appear. It is the manifestation of the spoken word. God spoke and things come to pass. Amen? They did it. Rather, they believe science. Do you know the Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man is being revealed. The Son of Man will be revealed in our age by a Son of Man. A Son of Man is a prophet revealing the Son of Man. The Son of Man is the Lord himself. Amen? What am I trying to say? As it was in the days of Noah. Compare the days of Noah to our day. The same thing. Do we not have a population today? Or to China, I think, is there only one child they allow to be born now or India? But in Nigeria, you can have 12 wives, 20 wives, who can born as many as you want to. Praise God for Nigeria. But overpopulation is in the world today. That is how it was at the time of Noah. Noah preached that message 120 years, and they were making jest of him. When finally, when everything was done, all was fulfilled, God asked Noah, the prophet said, Noah will go to the field. He said, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He said, animals will follow him to the ark, male and female. After they enter, finish, he will go out, look to the sky. I said, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. All birds, male and female, they will follow him. Enter the ark. Why that was happening? Human beings, they were married, giving in marriage, holding party overnight, enjoying themselves, so called. When all said that all was over, God said, Noah, it is time for you to enter. Noah entered, his wife entered. His three sons entered, the three wives entered. Case closed. God was himself, was the very one who shut the door. Noah could not open it. One day, just like Job, the sky turned black. Yeah? And we have never seen it like this before. Remember, rain has never fallen. They don't know what it means. Rain started dropping. One day passed, rain was falling. 2 days, three days, when flood started to enter house, they started running to where the ark is. Too late. They came to the ark. Papa Noah. Oh, mommy, money. So you don't know me again. Me and your papa and I, they born together. Story. You are telling stories. At that time, it's too late. May it never be too late for any of us. Because this message is so simple. Very, very simple. Repent of your sins and be baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God promises he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. And once he filled you with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you are a new creation. God has created you as he created Adam. God has created you, and the body of Jesus was created in the womb of Mary. The reason why Mary could not be qualified to be the mother of Jesus is because she did not supply the egg. The woman normally supply the producing children that the life of the man will fertilize and make a baby. Both of them were created supernaturally by the Almighty God in the womb of Mary as a virgin. Amen. That is why when we say Holy Jesus can save, it's not just a song. I don't care the religion you belong to. I don't care how sincere you are, how truthful, how loyal, how committed and dedicated you are. You are lost if you don't come to Christ. Because that is the only Savior. Amen. Chogo cannot save. Yemaja cannot save. No other thing can save. There is only one Savior. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be His holy name. Is it that you are in Christ? You are on your way to heaven? You are outside Christ? And you are lost? There is only one way that leads to heaven. People say on a call with Oja. Oja call and so we are talking about heaven. There is one heaven. And there is one God who is the owner of that heaven. His mortal name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Until you are in Christ, you are not in the way that leads to heaven. When Jesus was to go, can you bring for us, John chapter 14? Make we read certain things there. Blessed be His holy name. Look! The new birth will put joy in your heart, unspeakable. No matter what people say about you, it doesn't move you one bit. It doesn't move you. When they call Jesus bastard, he didn't move him. When they call him Beelzebub, he didn't mean it. He said, I came for one thing. To do the will of him that sent me and to finish him. Period. You that is sort of trying to kill your sister, kill your brother, influence at their back. What do you want to gain? You are only showing the nature that is in you. Simple. Is it there? Let me start from this verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, the prophet explained all those, so I hope you know it. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know. And the way, ye know. This is the statement Jesus made. Thomas could do bear it. He said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Say, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You are changing so fast. Go back. Jesus said, I am the way. Until you are in Jesus, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are not in the way that leads to heaven. Amen? Until you are in Jesus, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you don't even have truth. You don't know what the truth is. And until you are in Jesus, except you are in Jesus by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you don't even have life. Amen? Amen? Some people say they are enjoying life. May God help us. I say may God help us. We live differently in different places. Some of us come from very far places. There is a road that leads to this place. All of us has to look for that road to get here. There is a way that go to heaven. And that way is Jesus Christ. And you have to be in Jesus Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is how the day of Pentecost. When the Holy Ghost came upon the apostles, that was the day they were converted. All the teachings of Jesus Christ to them, did he convert them a bit? Are you following me? Until that day, they were not yet converted. But when that day came and they were converted, it was fear that made them to go to the upper room and hide. But when that Holy Ghost came, fear vanished. They no longer fear anybody. They have received something that, oh man, that ordinary man does not know nothing about. And the question came, men and brethren, what shall we do? The prophet said the question was really that, men and brethren, what shall we do in order to be saved? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you, Jews, to your children, Jews, to them that are far off, both Jews, Samaritans, and Gentiles, and to as many as the Lord our God shall call. When you receive the Holy Ghost, that is the only time you can be a true witness. Amen. You can claim, we are not talking about carrying, what you call it, tracts and be distributing. That's not what we are talking about. We are seeing people distributing tracts, wearing trousers with their mouth painted. They claim they are witnessing for Jesus. They are witnessing for Jesus that they did not know. A woman that knows Jesus will dress differently from that. But I brother said, when you see too much artificial outside, it's a clear indication that God knows the inside. When they hear me so, may God help us. Till tomorrow, the Bible condemns woman wearing a garment that pertains to a man. The Bible says it's an abomination before God. You want to take employment somewhere, they say you must wear trousers, look for another employment. Don't risk your soul because of meal ticket. Don't risk your soul because of meal ticket. But Abraham said, I will rather eat soda cracker and drink bread water and be in the will of God than to do otherwise. Stay in the will of God. The will of God is the word of God. We are coming to something. Brothers, sisters, until you know you are born again, this is your experience, no matter what it is, because the prophet said there is a possibility of people receiving a ghost and not the Holy Ghost of the Bible. If you receive a ghost, you can't live a Christian life. For you to live a Christian life, you must have Christ inside of you. That's why Paul said, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. And when that happens to you, you are free from all human scandals. Whether nationally or internationally, you are free. People can go from Nigeria and gossip people in America. Evil spirits. Let me tell you one thing. For a man that is born of God, I don't care how many of you hate him. Let the whole world hate him. He will skate through in life. He will overcome every criticism. He will overcome everything that needs to be overcome. Because he's born of God. It's God that justified. When God said you are justified, you are justified. Who is a man that can come and say something else? He's talking to his pocket. His way doesn't even reach ceiling. Oh, blessed be God forever. God bless you, church. I say God bless you. That's why sometimes when we have wedding or any of those things and we have all believers in our midst, they'll be asking, and you say, it's only your church that we made the rapture. I'm not the one saying. The owner of the rapture sent a message, and he says it is in this message that rapture faith lays. Period. Shame him also, Ben. May God help us. You are asked out of the message, you can never make rapture. You can never. There's no alternative to it. I see people. You know the other time when brother left our midst, I was nowhere at that time. When I recovered, came back, I warn you people, don't hold enmity with anybody. Don't do it. Me, I only have one enemy at that Satan. Period. I'm friendly with any other person. I can come to your house and eat your food. If you like, make you put poison. I'm covered by the promises of Jehovah. You put poison, God will turn your poison to Maggie. And we enjoy the food well. Praise God. Amen. Look, if you're a child of God, nobody can terminate your life until God is through with you. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. What are we talking about? The title of the sermon I want us to look at, we have already started, is Total Deliverance. Brothers, God doesn't do his work halfway. No. If he created you a woman, he wired you as a woman. Created you a man, you are wired as a man. That is all these signs that say you can change your gender. And as a boy, you can decide whether you want to be a female or not. It is nothing but highest height of perversion. Like in US now, they are taking it as a gospel. They are preaching it all over the place. They took it to Ghana. They brought it here. They want to enforce it on Africa now. That there be no more help for you people if you don't submit to it. Same-sex marriage. Brought two men. Say, bless them as husband and wife. It's an abomination before God. Amen. After they are blessed, they say you can adopt children. Nonsense. I say rubbish. Where God created male and female? Where he said multiply and replenish the earth. Why can't they multiply? They can pop some homo and the man will be bringing up breasts, artificial breasts. Not only that, it's the only breast that God put in a woman. Show the breast in it. It is the devil at work. Reject anything of the devil in totality. Stay with God. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. That's why I keep telling people, look, if you say you are born again, and you see the lost after women, you are born of a wrong spirit. God will not be lost after women. For what? When Jesus was here, the Bible says he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. He was a different type of man. No. Jesus was not an ordinary man. He was God man. Every son of God, every daughter of God, we are not ordinary. We are peculiar people. A royal generation. A holy nation. Oh my, when a goat gives birth, he will give birth to a goat with goatish nature. When God gave birth, he gave birth to small God with divine nature in them. I don't believe a man filled with the Holy Ghost will believe it with another woman apart from his wife. You sisters, as you say you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the message says, don't even weak your eye to another man. Use eye to speak, you know, like devils. May God help us. Praise God. Amen. You are created for one man. Period. It's a question of John. Today they see you with John. Tomorrow they see you with Abdullah. Next tomorrow they see you. You are possessed of an evil spirit. Oh, yes, sir. It's an evil spirit that is upon you. You are created for one man. And that is the man that will boldly come to your father. I say, I want to have the hand of your daughter in marriage. Period. Because somebody came around to deceive you with sugar-coated tongue. You are sugar in my tea. You are airtime in my phone. You are my sleepy tablets. Maggie in my soup. There you just form. You are a... I don't know. May God have mercy. After he deceived you, finish, he go. Had the prophet told us, I said those things somewhere. I want to repeat them. I think I was saying them in a, what do you call it now? Ivory Coast.
all the young girls. You know, it was a convention. After preaching, come and see dance. Dances of different tribes. When I came, I told them, I said, I believe in dance. That's very well. But make sure you have Christ inside of you first before you start dancing. Because you can dance in vain. The prophet said, when God created woman, he put a veil in her body, the road that leads to the womb. He put a veil there. So women say, because we do sport. Sport doesn't reach there. The only thing that breaks that veil is man living with you. Period. One time in Israel, if a woman go to marry, what they normally do, they will use white bedsheet for their first meeting. Because if you break it, it's going to bleed. And the bleeding will stain the bedsheet. And that is what they normally refer to as virginity token. Token of virginity. I'm an old man. I'll be honest with you. I will tell you the truth. If anybody go to, any girl go to marry Israel, and that is not found, she has wrought a folly in Israel. The man will come and say it. He will keep it up. He will come and say it. That nothing, nothing. They will call the woman, hey, what happened to you? Go say, so lagbaja, so lagbaja, or tamido. Both the tamido and lagbaja, they bring him before with the girl. Do you know what they do to them? Stone them to death. Amen? Stone them to death. If they put that kind of law in Nigeria, do you think we have enough land to bury the dead? Is this so-called civilization of today? When the Lord, the prophet said, the angel of the Lord told me, don't put television in your house. People that put them in their houses today, I used to ask them, has the angel of the Lord reversed? Has he changed his mind? If you told the prophet, don't put it in your house, has he come to tell you, put it in your house? Are you more spiritual than a dispensational messenger? Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I will not have one in my house. Let me tell you one thing. I know very well that thing they call ancestors is worse than television. It depends on the spirit that is in you. That is what will direct you to wherever you go with your ancestors. May God help us. I say, may God help us. I do tell you once, go to your husband's house as a virgin. Don't allow any boy to fool around you. Do you know, in this message, if you become an imashout, you fall for every boy that call your way. Fine. When you are finally going to marry, you will confess all to your husband to be. That is Koto Fueni. After you confess all that you went with, he say, I don't do again. You are your own. You say, oh, I will tell him everything. The marriage is unlawful in the sight of God. The choice is yours. Amen? Amen? As simple as the message is, he did not leave any room at all. He didn't leave any stone or torn. That's why I used to tell you, don't think a minister will just come here and be blasting at you. No! What the minister is preaching to you, he's preaching to himself. Because what do we do that is a sin? If a minister do it, it's also a sin. Ministers are not, they are not angels. They are human beings like you. It's only God gives us extra responsibility by calling them into the ministry. The Bible clearly stated, ye that preaches against adultery. Are you guilty of it? And you think you will escape the judgment of God? That's why I don't believe in this so-called covering up for people. What are you covering up? There is only one way out of sin. And that is true repentance and forsaking the sin. Cover up for what? If my wife misbehaves, if I preach, I will blast her face. Tell her, go and repent. Otherwise, you'll go to hell. Very simple. The same thing applicable to me. May God help us.
Many of you, you look at me, say, did they fall from the sky, they are aged. They were born the way you were born. Many of us were liars. As for me, I was a fighter. I will come to the road. I tell my mate, don't take the next step. If you take it, the way we will fight now, like animals. But God, once you receive the Holy Ghost, all those things are gone. Oh. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Put it there, make we share. Oh, blessed be God forever. God doesn't save halfway. Therefore, if any man, any woman, any boy, any girl is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become. Do you believe that? There's a difference between a sinner and a saint. Once you are converted, you are a saint. All things are gone. Everything becomes new because you have different natures now. The first birth gives you a fully Adamic nature. That's why you are born defeated. In that nature, you can never, I don't care how much you cram the message on your head, you will misbehave. That's why some of us will still beat our wives. Shame on you. You raise your hand on your old wife, the one you call Dali or Sweetie or whatever you call her. A time called carry your hand, give her dirty slap. Let me tell you what, you have to be very careful. The people that used, the men that used to kill their wives, sometimes it's not intentional. It's anger. And the prophet said, anger is the first stage of madness. May you not leave that first stage. May God deliver you in that first stage. Because if you reach second stage, you might pull your clothes. Praise God. Amen. It is anger that when they hit the woman in a bad place, they see her fall down. 5 minutes, the anger will vanish for a while. Yalabeja is gone. You become a murderer. May that not be you. Oh, man. And with that, you know the kind of life you are living. When we say we come for communion, you find out. The prophet said, millions will eat that communion that will not see God. You are not deceiving anybody. You will say, are we fighting? I'm not fighting you. I'm fighting the devil. There is coming a rapture. And that rapture will only go for certain qualified people. You must be in Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You must be a new creature. Amen? And the kingdom of God must be dwelling inside of your soul by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You have dominion over sin. You have dominion over the flesh. You have dominion over the world. You have dominion over Satan. Some of you see fear witches. When cockroach make noise in your house, you will sleep for the rest of the night. You have fear. The Bible says perfect love does what? Get it out of fear. What will I be afraid of? When my Father is the owner of heaven and earth, all powers in heaven and earth is at his disposal. The kilometer, what will bypass it to hurt me? Oh, hallelujah, church. God bless you. Look. Even if the doctor say you have cancer, don't fear. It's only when God finishes with you that you will go. God heal cancer. And the Lord thy God that healeth all thy diseases. God bless you. I don't fear. Oh, man. Who do you call God? The one that called the name of a man that was rotting in the grave. He just called his name Lazarus. Come forth. The man came out. By that statement alone, blood came back to the body. What everything the body needed to function came back. Yes, Lazarus was not brought to the hospital to intensive care unit to examine whether there is no blood, enough water. No, sir. He was hale and hearty. That is the one that we serve. And it's our Savior, our kinsman Redeemer. Nothing to be afraid of. All is well. There is a place of perseverance behind the inner veil.
So rest, little bride, and rest, for all is well.
All is well. In the night, all is well. In the day, all is well. Whenever take light, all is well. Whatever goes or come, all is well. If the night come, they refuse to break, all is well. If the day come, night refuse to come, all is well. When we are top of the mountain, all is well. When we find ourselves in the deep of the valley, all is well. All is simply well for the bride. Shalom to the bride. All is well. Amen. God bless you. Touch not my anointed. I do my prophets no harm. When you are dealing with a child of God, be very careful. I don't care who you are. Do you know how the tumor on the side of me that, do you know how it came about? Because she slammed up against the prophet of God. Is that not so? Slammed up against him. God said he didn't like it. The prophet was not offended. He was not offended. But God said, go and read this portion of the Bible to her. That thing she did, I didn't like it. It's God that fight the battles of his children. That is why the Bible teaches us that if anybody claims to be your enemy, whatever you can do to help him, go ahead and help him. He said, what are you doing? You are heaping coals of fire on top of his head. All these Okadas, they have to be very careful. Any little tree on the road, it don't curse you already. God said, anybody that curses his child is cursed. Amen? Amen? So people have to be very careful. That's why sometimes when they do it, I just say, God have mercy. May God help us. We are what we are by the grace of God. Jesus said, you have not chosen me. I am the one that has chosen you. And before the foundation of the world, before your great, 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 great grandmother, grandfather came, God has foreknown you. I wrote your name in the Lamb Book of Life. Brothers and sisters, when we travel our memory lane, there's nothing to be afraid of. From out of glory, salvation is of the Lord. Before Esau and Jacob were born, God said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. Period. Who will go and question God? Why did you hate Esau? Ibolo not magbajaje senu eni abimu. Who are you to query God? He has power over a lump of clay to make a lump of clay a vessel of dishonor, to make the same lump a vessel of honor. Who can question him? He's the Almighty God. Oh, blessed be his holy name, my church. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Never, never you face the rapture without converted nature. You can't make it. Let me read a few things, then we will close. Oh, glory to God. The church has been in the minority. It always will be in members until Jesus comes. But it's living under his God-given privileges. If we only knew, this is the church of the living God, not the Abraham Tabernacle, but the Abraham Tabernacle is just part of it. There is other such tabernacles through the country. Brother Snelly tonight is having a baptismal service. I forgot Brother Curtis. Brother Curtis told me to announce that, or told me yesterday was having it. He is having a baptismal service. And if anyone here has never been baptized yet, why? Brother Snelly will be glad to do that tonight. That is the Holiness Tabernacle at Utica. And Brother Junior Jackson in New Albany. And there is many such churches throughout the country. But we are all living seem like on the defeated side, more or less. Praise God. May God help us. Look. This conversion that we have just had Something was paining me in my heart. When people travel all the way from Jos, from Kaduna, there are people in Ibadan that know about that convention that never stayed there. Are you preparing for rapture? Tell the best in the air. Brother Abraham, when he was taken to the sixth dimension, he told us, he said, come to a place that you love everybody. Amen. You love everybody. He said, because he was told that nothing comes up there beside perfect love. You cannot be born of God and be having miles. God's children gather, you can't gather. These are people you are, maybe you are not even expecting to spend eternity with them. Whether you believe it or you walk on your knees, they will be there. May God help me. You are a minister. You come to a round convention. They ask you to take a service. You say they should excuse you. Because you have malice loaded in your heart. Shame unto you with your ministry. Blessed be His holy name. May God have mercy upon you. Look, I believe in total deliverance. It's either you are a Christian or you are a sinner. That is what the prophet told us. You cannot be saved sinner. There's nothing like that. White, black, bed. No. You see that you are a saint. You are completely delivered by God. Free from every foolishness that is attached to Adamic nature. Or you are yet in your Adamic nature. I can go anywhere. I can preach anywhere. I can relate anywhere. I have only one enemy. And that is Satan. Nobody can. You know nobody can gossip to me. You know better that God will gossip to me. You tell me so person. Somebody did this some time ago, some years ago. He regretted it. Came to my house. This brother, he do this, he do that, he do this, he do that. I said, okay. When he finished, I said, excuse me, I enter house. Wear my clothes. I was using Volkswagen. I said, brother, let's go out. He entered the Volkswagen. He didn't know where we were going. When we were getting close to the house of the brother I was talking about, I think he began to realize what I want to do. As the Lord will have it, we meet the brother at home. Brother said, ah, Pastor, I'm a real guy. I say, yes. Or you leave me anytime. I don't need to inform you before I come. Your house is my house. When we greeted, we said, I said, brother, the things we were saying about this brother, can you repeat them? Become a stammerer. It's an evil spirit. Somebody come and begin to report something. Oh, mercy. In this dying minute, when we are preparing to get out of this place, look, there is only one thing I know I would have refused for anybody from taking from me. In the first instance, nobody can even take it. In the first instance, that is the salvation of my soul. If Tobale Shoshuka Kolor, Ireti Mugbe Koloru, Kidebe Kimaba, I will pray for you. That's all. It will not touch me one bit. Shebeni Toret Loma Asarue. You add it to your load. Amen. But you see how the message exposed Roman Catholic. God is not there. A boy stole communion in Roman Catholic. And God had it against him. Whatever you do, you are loading your load. People come to church for salvation. If you're coming to church, it's to be a spy. To be giving information to men of the other world. You have a good work. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Period. You think I will worry about that? I have materials. Those things they took in my room. I have material to track them. I know where they are. But will I do it? Emi onita ifu gogo nonsense ni o. You that are taking it, Utoma do me junipe, those costly things, they will go and sell it at a giveaway price. And yet, you have put more load on your load that you carry. God is waiting for you. You will give account whether you like it or not. You will give account. May God help us. I say may God help us. Look, the blood of Jesus Christ, it gives total deliverance. He washes everybody clean for God to come and live in you. You think God will be living in you, you'll be telling lies. God will be living in you, you'll be prating against your brother at his back. You better check the spirit that is in you. God is in you, you can't respect your husband. Ah! Tell somebody else. Anything that God wrote here, if the spirit of God is in you, He will guide you to obey every instruction. We are a peculiar people. You think God will say you are the light of the world when you are not the light of the world? That is what He made us. But I preach a message. Maybe you have never read it before. Go and read it. Let your light so shine before men that they will give your heavenly Father the praises. May God help you. May He help me. You say you have the Holy Ghost as a husband. The Bible says, love your wife as Jesus loved the church and gave His life to the church. You say you love your wife. Any little thing, you don't even know how to control your wife in the house. You don't know how to love her. You don't know how to die. Of course, you can't give out what you don't have. If you're not a spiritual man, you cannot guide anybody spiritually. Can we say amen? That's why I said the other time, before you can be a correct head of your wife, Christ must be your head. If Christ is not your head, you can never be a correct head. You will lead that contrary to the word of God. May God have mercy on us. Don't follow multitude to sin. You are saved. You are saved completely. Saved from all. Oh my. You have dominion over sin. Over the flesh. Over the world. Over Satan. The Bible says, if any man love the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not in him. What is the love of God? The Holy Ghost. God is love. He that is born of God is born of love. How can you say you love God? Your brother that you can see, you don't love them. You say you love God. And you are full of tribalistic behavior. Shame unto you. Let me tell you. People that have given very bad behavior in this country today are the Fulani. If a Fulani man is filled with the Holy Ghost, he will act like the way you are acting. Because when the Holy Ghost comes inside, He does not come to be subject to Adamic nature. He comes to kill Adamic nature and impart unto you the divine nature of God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Even if you want to take my life, it's except God permits you. Even if He permits you, I'm going home. The prophet said, even at death, the believer is not defeated. Once you are born again, you are born victorious. Victorious over sin, victorious over trial, victorious over sickness, victorious over anything the devil can bring across your way. Even death, you will smile at the face of death because you know where you are going. You say, what are you saying? Let me give you a topical example. Remember, Brother Boss was, when he was there, people gathered and they were singing praises. At a point, he rose up, he said, excuse me, brethren. He said, see something that, I mean, he said, what are you singing? He said, may I ask you a question? Are you people the one dying? I'm the one dying. He said, see proper, make her hear. At the cross where I first saw the light, had the body of my heart rolled away. He said, sing something. What are you singing as if you are money? Are you money for me? He said, today is the day of my coronation. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Some said, but I know that we are boasting, but look, we know what we are talking about. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I know believer will hear that and say, whoa, this man must be crazy. How can you say to die is gain? Everybody fear death. Dead go. If we are in my fear death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Because when you die as a Christian, we are only using that word. It's not even a scriptural word for in the Bible. Christians don't die, we sleep. Praise God, amen. To die is gain, because you just find your rest. In the sixth dimension where they are not tired, they don't eat, and they don't sleep. It's a different body altogether. The prophet said he was told nothing comes of there besides perfect love. You that keep malice in your heart against your brother, and you come to the Lord's table together, shame to you. You don't even know what we are talking about. But let me say this. Whatever you want to do, go ahead and do. But remember, this message will produce a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish or any of such things. And the question fall on each and every one of us, our lives. Are you one of them? There are people almost everywhere whose attacks on our feet with the fellow Pentecost. It is burning now in my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I am one of them. Are you one of them? One of them. One of them. One of them. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. 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 Hallelujah, oh, I God, and that I can say, I wanna, amen. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, the joy unspeakable, full of glory, buried deep inside of your soul by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No trouble can touch them. No wahala can touch them. No hatred of people can touch them. Amen. God bless you. If the Son of Man, if the Son of Man shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Free from all criticism. Free from all foolishness and nonsense. Amen. What give me joy is because I know I'm a son of God. That is what will give you joy. It's not the position I'm holding. I've told you several times. If I were your janitor, opening door for you, the mat you take clean leg, I go sweep and clean this place, I will be as happy as I am. It's not because I'm pastoring you. What is pastoring? It's a big responsibility upon the man. Sometimes he can't sleep in the night, pray for every one of you. You think that is my job? You want to take the office? I will even dash it to you if you want to take it. May God help us. You can only take it here. But the ministry remains. If you no longer want me here, people will want me somewhere else. We thank God for people like Brother Daly. We pray for that brother. Oh man, he has a very good report outside the country. It is here you people don't know him. May God help us. Let me tell you one thing. If God makes somebody something, you can't change it. I don't care how much you fight. You can never change it. I've not traveled far. I'm not a Ajah. I travel all over the world. But the few places I've gone, just measure his name. He had very, very good report. God bless you. I say, God bless you. For instance, if you need foreign information, if you can't get the information from Radele, you can't get it from Timothy Ashon, forget it. There's no way you can get it among us. They have traveled more than anybody among us. Thank God for their life. A man filled with the Holy Ghost cannot be jealous. The prophet said, nobody can take your place. Jealous of what? I am what I am by the grace of God. Jealous of what? I don't want to be like you. Oh! But Abraham said, I have never bring a message to tell the people to follow me. He said, I point you to the word of God. Christ was his example. Christ is our example. Praise God. Amen. When God is blessing somebody, some people, they be jealous. You are full of demons, evil spirits. The first time we went to Ghana, sir, you remember, we put up in them, what is this man's name again? So, Brad Church House. At that time, Brad David, even bro Timothy, they have not built their houses. Today, we have a room, air conditioned, in Brad Timothy's house. Then you go and be jealous. God build a house for him. You are a devil. Anything that God used to bless his children is for the bride. Oh, merciful God. Brother Abraham said, if you do not have any good thing to say about your brother, he said, shut up. But some people will want to paint a picture that does not exist, just to pull the man down. How can you put somebody down that God has raised up? With what strength? Where is the power coming from? Even all the power from the pit of hell can't even do it. God bless you, church. God bless you. You are blessed. God protect you. You are protected. You are safe and secure from all alarms. God bless you. So we can always, with revelation, say, Satan, shame unto you. Oh, power be Lord. We say, Satan, shame unto you. We say, Satan, shame unto you. Oh, power be Lord to Jesus. Devil, shame unto you. Oh, power be Lord to Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Somebody called me somewhere. I was reporting a minister to me. He said, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. I said, okay. Are we asking? Can I ask him? Say, yes, go ahead. Where the minister, when I saw him, I said, people said this, 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 this. He said, no, it's not true. I said, okay. I know you, and I know those people. There is only one way. I will now be convinced. I know whom I should admonish. Whether those who lie against you, or if you are guilty of those say you are saying no, let us go and sit with those people who bring these allegations. Oh, Lord. Amen. The case is clear. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Okay. To Balak, what's the problem? Me? I will believe. The prophet said, believe your brother. I will believe what a brother said until it is proof contrary. Yeah! I wanted not to see that together. Brother, you said this about this brother. Is it true? You say you no go. Make you no go. As long as you no go, this pulpit, you will never preach there. I will give you. But you agree, we go and claim that. As long as you want to keep that thing to yourself, this pulpit, only preaching bell. If we have died, I will tell my associate. Say, for this reason, my Jackie Baba is preaching bell. Look, we must all be clean. We are not going to America. There are so many people in America that are what do you call them now? Illegal immigrants. You cannot get to heaven as an illegal person. You must be what God says you should be. No forging on paper. I'm going for a visit. You go there, refuse to come back. That is not heaven. In order to get to heaven, you must meet every protocol. You must be born of Jesus Christ. Jesus must be dwelling in you, guiding you, directing you, living his life through you. Amen. What favor do I want from you? What favor do I want from you? Then I want to kill another brother's interest before you, that I might get favor from you. Who are you? Ordinary dust. A man that you see today, tomorrow is no more. Seek the favor of God. God bless you. I say God bless you. Let me read a few more and then we will close. Total deliverance. If God lays his hands on you, he will totally deliver you from a sinner to a saint. You live at peace, you live in peace with your wife. Amen. I don't share the same bed with my wife. We live in different rooms. Why? Because I've said it before, I repeat it. I deliberately do it. If I want to go to her, it's my choice anytime. Or if she wants me to come, she will tell me. But we don't stay together because of the things I do in the night. Yes, sometimes I don't sleep in the night. I serve my God. I praise my God. I worship him in the way he enabled me to worship. I wouldn't be disturbing her. Somebody came to the house. He was preaching. He said, they are living separately. This and that. Only to come out, even his own wife and another minister's wife in their church. They don't even talk to each other. Which one is worse? Amen? Which one is worse? Look! As you see us here, so we are not rivaling each other. There's no rivalry spirit here at all. Because we are what we are by the grace of God. Every one of us, we recognize the position that God placed us. Even church members, sometimes, they come in between ministers. Do you know that it's only when you preach that I am blessed? Watch that spirit. The other people in the Quran, they preach. And if you are not careful, your head will swell. It is only when I preach, people are blessed. Shame on you. Others, the Quran, they preach. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, church. You love the Lord. Me, I want total deliverance. If I'm going to go, it's my prayer. God, give me a few minutes to be able to talk to somebody. I say, hey, my brother, the 0 hour has come. I will take the lead. I say, tell the people not to be sorrowful. In the first resurrection, I will come up before them. Before you are changed, I don't come up. Amen. There is not, you are not losing. Under no circumstances, let the cost of fuel be 1,000,000 naira per liter. You know, you hear the conversion that we have a different economy. God will supply our needs. He will supply our needs. He will meet our needs. He will fight our battles. The world that feeds the birds in the air and the animals in the field, all the living creatures he put inside water, he will not forget you. He will make a way of escape. You know, we see that song. Ooh, the final say, Jehovah, have the final say, Jehovah turn my life around, around.
Jehovah turned my life around. He made a way where there was no way. Jehovah have a final say.
Amen and amen. He had a final say in your life. He had a final say about your family. He had a final say about your existence here. The devil didn't bring you here. God brought you. And he had the final say. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. He's the Lord our God that healed all our diseases.
I want you, Obama, to wake up and want to call us anymore. Catholic money to offend me. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
It will allow you to come to almost zero just to see the behavior of people and their actions and their reactions. After he has been satisfied, okay, my son, come up. Don't mind them. Come up. And that's it. He had the final say. That is why we know there are false prophets. False prophets will look at circumstances and prophesy. And the prophet said, if you say God said, where God has not said, he said you will go to hell for it. Amen.
May God help us. So people say, where that man, he saw vacancy, had he fixed himself in it.
Look, you are talking of your opinion. Every man is entitled to his own opinion. But God has the final say. Brothers and sisters, whatever says, whatever God says about you will be final. So there's nothing a man can do to change the program of God in your life. It cannot be changed. Amen. It can't be changed. Brother Brown said, God have a band of angels that surround each and every one of us. You know the scripture says, angels cap them round that are heir of salvation. The prophet said they are permanent with us. They don't go nowhere. Oh, hallelujah. And he went further to say one angel can destroy the entire world. Do you know who you are? Sons and daughters of God. Whether the devil like it or not, we will rule this world where there be no more Tinubu, where there be no more Buhari, where there be no more Senate or whatever. We will not need their oil. It's a different economy. Brothers and sisters, all is well. Yes, all is well. While we are here, God will not leave us alone. He will care for us. You know, we used to sing that song, he care for you. He care for you. True shall shine or shadow. He care for you. If God is caring for you, I'm telling you, it's shooting before. We don't fear anything. We are not afraid of nothing. The only thing we are careful about is to see we are in his will. And the Holy Ghost will keep you in the will of God all the days of your life. You love your brother as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. God bless you, church. Maybe sometime we will come to this sermon and preach it. We didn't even touch it. That is why I bring the book. I wanted to read it, but I don't know. May God help you and me. Whatever you want to do, make sure you get the Holy Ghost. Because that is the power to overcome. Anyone born of God is an overcomer. Trial will come his way. Temptation will come. Sickness will come. Poverty will cross it. He will overcome everything. Because it's no longer him, but God that is living in him. God bless you.
I say, God bless you. I used to warn people, I say, be careful, because what you do around a child of God can be a blessing to you. And it can also be the curse. So you have to be careful.
Without me,
you can do nothing.
But with him,
we can do all things. As we bring the service to a close, how many of us want,
just examine yourself with the word of God. Is your life worthy of the gospel? Do you see? You know who you are as an old person. Adamic nature. You know what it was in you. Now that you claim you are born again, examine yourself. Are you victorious in your new birth? Are you victorious? Because there is victory in Christ. The blood of animal could not perfect us. You think Christ died and his blood cannot perfect us. There is a difference. A big difference. Brothers, sisters, this is the time we have to say, God, here am I. Help me. Because at the time of peace, we prepare for war. When the war comes, no longer recruitment or training men how to use weapons is to fight our enemies. There is going to be a day when the dead in Christ shall rise first. Brother, there's no patch up experience that will come up in that place. No, it must be real or you are not there. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that our life and remain shall be changed. And we shall meet with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. The power of his resurrection that came upon you at your conversion, that make you to live a life contrary to what you have been living before, that same life will bring you up. It will change you. It will take you up to meet with him in the air. And so shall you ever be with him. Husband and wife, how are you living in the house? Is it heaven in your house? Have you crossed over Jordan? Are you in Canaan land? Hey, brothers, the prophet said the Pentecostal sky is full of real estate. They don't take counterfeit. No management when it comes to the kingdom of God. It's either you are real or you are not there. Remember that boy that never sells see mirror before? They went to their auntie's house. The door was of a full-length mirror. He saw a little boy, like he said, he scratched his head. The boy scratched his head. He came so close. He said, Mommy, that is me. The word of God will tell you who you are. Don't harden your heart, for this is the time of preparation. When that 0 hour shall come, the prophet said you will seek for the Holy Ghost at that time, you will not be able to get it. As we bring ourselves before the throne of mercy, you want to be remembered in prayer, please. Can you signify by the raising up of your hand wherever you are? Our Heavenly Father, some of your children are on the altar talking to you. And many of us have raised our hands. You know, O God, what is beneath these hands that are raised up. Lord Jesus, you don't produce halfway Christians. You don't produce halfway preachers. You produce Christians, they are completely Christians. That is what your prophet said. He said, whatever your words say, we should not do. He said, we should never touch it. It's not by struggling. It's because you are living in us. You give us the ability to live by every iota of your word. Because you say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth from the mouth of the living God. Father, the prophet said we come to a place we love everybody. If there's still anyone we find it difficult to love, no matter how unlovable he is, Father, take that evil thing out of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ, that we might love everybody. And give us power to serve you, power to pray, power to read your word, power to forgive one another, power to live a holy life, power to say no to what is wrong, and embrace righteousness all the days of our lives. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Get us ready, Lord. It's a time of preparation. Prepare me. Prepare my brothers. Prepare my sisters. Prepare my co-ministers. Prepare all of us, oh God. Get us ready for that 0 hour, Lord. Our prayers and our desire, our expectation, oh God, is that when that day shall come, may none of us be found wanting. Thank you, Father. We claim all the members of our family. You said we shall be saved at our house. As many as are not yet saved, may they be saved in the name of Jesus. Those already fill them with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Savior. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions, Lord, because we have asked them all with all faith and thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Eshe ibi tete bere, eshe ibi tebadi, adupe ujesu ibi te, esho esho eshe ibi tete bere, eshe ibi tebadi, adupe ujesu ibi te. Ibite muwalo, ibite muwalo, ibite muwalo, ibite mu esho esho eshi ibite tibe eshi ibite badi adupe ujisi ibite. Amen. May none of us fail to get there. Announcement. Evangelist Babalola would like to take photographs with the ministers, brothers and sisters at the end of the service. This is cake. There is cake for everyone at the end of the service. Courtesy the Babalolas. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I say God bless you. You love the Lord. Shake one another and say shalom. My brother, shalom, 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 brother, shalom. Shalom, my brother, shalom. Shalom, my brother, shalom, shalom. Shalom, my brother, shalom, shalom. Shalom to everyone. Shalom to your one soul. Praise God. Amen. You love the Lord. God bless you. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Glory, oh glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah, oh Hosanna. Oh yes, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh Hosanna,
Hosanna, oh yeah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hosanna, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, oh yeah, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, 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 Hosanna, Hosanna, oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, oh yeah, blessed be the name of the Lord. May you really be blessed. Hallelujah. May you really be blessed. Hallelujah, oh, as you fellowship here in our midst, in the name of our God. Oh, may you really be blessed. Oh, may you really be blessed. May your soul be refreshed. 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 Hallelujah, oh, as you fast, I pray and meditate in the word of the Lord. Oh, may your soul be refreshed. Yes, may your soul be refreshed. We will never depart. We never depart. Hallelujah, oh, we never depart. Hallelujah, oh, from the heavenly place in Christ, fellowship of the saints. Oh, may we never depart. May we never depart. May we meet over there. 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 Hallelujah, oh, New Jerusalem is the final home of the bride of the Lord. Oh, may we meet over there. May we meet over there. Is the Lord the glory? Is the great I am? Is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end? His name is wonderful, the praise of his is the everlasting Father to us. Sing hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, shout hallelujah, hallelujah, sing hallelujah, shout hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't care what the devil says, hallelujah. We don't care what other churches say. We only care what the Bible says. We only care what Brother Abraham says. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, hey. Amen.
you.